This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday morning. It is Election Day morning, and glad to be with you. Shan Sheridan on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It is another edition of Party Line, and little Steely Dan bringing us in on this Tuesday. Kind of chilly, 55 degrees outside, little rain last night, and I've got the forecast here. I'll let you know what's happening. We're looking at today a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and showers possibly a thunderstorm afternoon. Temperatures going to go to about 58. So we're going to get a big warming of 3 degrees coming up. And then tonight showers mainly before 1 a.m. with a low around 43. And then tomorrow we're looking at a high of 56. So that'll get us through the next 24, 36 hours. And so just keep an eye. I think the frost advisory that we did have, I don't see that now, so maybe that's a good thing. We do have some possible thunderstorms, so keep an eye out for that. And we will keep you informed right here. We've got our eye on the sky, so you don't have to. WILO Weather Watch. All right, big show today. We've got going to be talking to my good buddy Jimmy Caldwell. He's going to be calling in with Avery Holm a little bit later, kind of giving an update on what's going on with all of their stuff, and his just a couple of things that we're going to discuss. And then we've got Miss Rachel Milburn just coming up here in just a little bit, Youth Services Manager for the Frankfort Community Public Library. Before we do all of that, we got to tell folks about our wonderful sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. Then our HoosierLandTV.com broadcast, WILO Party Line, and all things Clinton County and beyond. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, we're going to talk to Jimmy, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. So all of that, are all of those folks helping us out on this Tuesday, Election Day, primary day for Clinton County and for the state of Indiana. And if you're looking for a place to vote, the polls opened at 6 a.m. this morning. They're going to be closing at 6 p.m., so you got a 12-hour window. You can go to the Clinton County Annex Building, downtown Frankfort, the second-floor conference room. You can go to the CSF Education Administration Center. That's the Community Schools of Frankfort out on Mash Road. No, actually on Wabash. Sorry about that. Out there on 28. The Edward Jones Community Center is closed now, so that's off the record or off the list. Colfax Christian Church in Colfax, Kirkland Town Hall in Kirkland, Michigan Town Christian Church in Michigan Town, Mulberry Park Pavilion in Mulberry, and Rossville Town Park Pavilion in Rossville. So those are all the places you can vote. Get out and do so. People have died and certainly given a lot for us to have that that gift. So make sure that you exercise that freedom that you have. All right. Well, there's a lot of things going on at the library. And we always enjoy having our library friends and team on. And right now, joining me, Rachel Milburn, Youth Service Manager from Frankfort Community Public Library. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, survived another day, and we're right ready to rock for a Tuesday. And the weather, not it's not too terrible. It's, you know, not the greatest, but not the worst. So we'll take it.
For sure.
So, well, you got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, give me a little bit of an idea of what your role is as youth services manager.
So as youth services manager, I am in charge of the children's department and the teen department. So I kind of am in charge of any kind of programming that is for 0 to age 18 and their families.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's... Well, that's a pretty good range.
So, it is. You know. I've also got the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in the Clinton County Youth Theater.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And that is a great program. Tell us a little bit about that program. What makes it so special?
The Clinton County Youth Theater or the Dolly Parton Imagination Library?
The Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
The Dolly Parton Imagination Library is amazing. We send books to children from birth to age 5, as long as they're registered, and any child in Clinton County from birth to age 5 is eligible to register for the program. And we send a free book to their home each month, and that gives them ability to build a home library. And people are eligible to register their child regardless of income. And the research has shown that children that have been registered to Dolly Parton Imagination Library and have participated in the program come to kindergarten more ready for kindergarten, and their academic abilities, they perform better than kids who were not in the program, and those benefits continue throughout third grade. And they expect, as they continue to study, the kids who have participated in the program, that those benefits will continue even further into their academic careers.
Yeah, vocabulary is a huge thing. To be able to not only, well, I think vocabulary and comprehension are two huge issues that I believe that educators face. And I don't think it's any coincidence. Today is National Teachers Day. So congratulations.
Yes, for sure.
And we certainly celebrate all of our teachers honoring America's over 3.5 million elementary and high school teachers.
I mean, we have a lot of amazing teachers in this county.
Yeah,
too.
We do. We absolutely do. And when I think about what you're doing, you're basically setting the stage, are certainly, putting things, programming, maybe that's a bad word, but you're at least putting the right information in front of these youngsters and trying to get them to recognize the importance of learning and education. And hopefully you're sparking an interest and excitement to do so.
Yeah, that's our goal is to help them go to school more prepared and help them go to school with at a more equal level so that more kids are prepared for school when they arrive at kindergarten.
Yeah, I never forget talking to Don DeWeese several years ago, superintendent of Community Schools of Frankfort, and he was telling me that was probably one of the most biggest challenges that the school systems face is kids that come unprepared, the kids that come to kindergarten or come to first grade. And he was telling me that the vocabulary ratio for, a kid coming into the Community Schools of Frankfort and ready to start their 12-year, career there, the average vocabulary was about 250 words compared. And then I said, well, okay, I don't know if that's good, bad for a 5-year, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. I don't know if that's good or bad or indifferent. And he said, well, it's not good, because he said in other places such as Carmel, Indiana, I mean, there's a variety of different regions that certainly score higher. But vocabularies can be as much as, 2,000, 2,500 words. So that is a pretty big deficit and to try to overcome that. And you're competing against other, communities and other schools, and really you're in a deficit.
Yeah. And we want our kids to be able to go in and get the same. Get you know, compete for scholarships in the future. And I will say, with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, the books that we're sending are really high quality that grow with the child, and they come with literacy tips with the book, so that the education goes beyond just reading the story. It gives the parents some tools to grow the literacy outside of the book. The library also, thanks to the Community Foundation, over the last several months, we have handed out nearly 400 early literacy kits. They were called preschool bedtime reads. And so we have a lot of kids that have been reading a whole lot. They track their reading, and then they can come receive little small prizes as they read. And so if y'all follow our social media, you will see the names of the kids who, as they read, reach milestones, like read 100 books, 200 books, and some stuff like that. So it's been exciting to see the kids reading so much. We've already had, I think, 5 kids who've reached 1,000 books, and these are all preschool kids.
Wow, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So, well, and that's the kind of thing that will spark learning. I mean, it will just not happen, you know, getting into school, but it will be something that starts that curiosity for a lifetime. And if you can engage a young person in the excitement of learning, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, you can give somebody a fish, they'll eat for a day, but if you can teach them to fish, they'll eat for a lifetime. Same way with learning. If you can teach kids how to learn and get them excited about learning and get their curiosity, ignited, it really can change the dynamic of one's life. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We definitely have a lot going on coming up on the 8th to spark curiosity as well.
Yeah, you got the Experience America 250. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is such an exciting program. It begins at 4 on the 8th, and it will start, we have from 4 to 8, a colonial market and demonstrations. And so we'll have a chainsaw art being done. They'll be doing carvings right outside the library. We also are going to have a full market with different kinds of colonial offerings. They have cookies, blacksmiths, lace makers, goat's milk, just all you can think of. Printmaking, spinning wool, it sounds like a lot of fun. The program also includes storytellers that are going to talk about the birth of our nation, which begins at 5 o'clock. And then we'll have a brief presentation at 6 p.m. where we will honor the Volunteer of the Year. And this program is to thank our sponsors and volunteers and patrons. And so this is kind of a gift to the community. And I know that the Experience America 250 committee spent a lot of time planning this in order to thank our community. And then we are going to have a really exciting presentation from historian David Hoved, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, mm-hmm. who's going to discuss the book, The History and Archaeology of Fort Weotenon, 300 Years in the Making. And so I know that's something I'm curious about, because I've heard so much about Fort Weotenon, but haven't gotten to hear about it in depth. And then the evening will end with a concert by the Dulcimer Gathering. So it's just like a night of experiencing America 250. And the program is made possible because of our sponsors. So I do want to thank our sponsors. And then these events are going to continue throughout the rest of this year. We have the next day, I think there is still some space to sign up for it. There's a sourdough class, and they are going to actually make, I think it's pancakes or waffles, with sourdough.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
I know, isn't it? And I did not, I personally, before they started planning this program, was not even aware you could do that with sourdough, but they're actually delicious. And I will tell you that the educators teaching this sourdough is a very kind coworker who has shared her sourdough creations with me. And I can attest to the fact that they are amazing.
Yeah. So, now, is that baked a cookie? A baked cookie? The company?
No. The educator, they are going to be baked a cookie company, will be at the Colonial Market. So I definitely recommend coming to see them.
Okay.
But this is actually a library coworker who does a lot of baking with sourdough.
Yeah.
So it's a different educator. But anyone attending that class is going to actually get sourdough starters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love Tim's sourdough English muffins over in Kirkland. They're really good.
I know baked a cookie. That is my mom is obsessed.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
It's definitely a place to go.
It's dangerous to go in there because you can gain 3 pounds by just walking in the door, you know, with the smell. But it's it is a great place. Tim does a great job. So this is all part of this America 250 experience, and it all kicks off Friday, May 8th. Is it Friday or Saturday, May 8th? No, it's Friday, May 8th. Yeah. I don't have my calendar in front of me because I lose track of time sometimes. So Friday, May 8th. Now, does anybody, they do need a ticket, or what do they need to do?
No, it's for all ages. It's free, and you can just come to the program. Now, some of the programs do require registration. So I do recommend you go to our website, myfcpl.org, because the sourdough class, that one you would need to register for. But the program on May 8th, on Friday, just come.
Okay. Yeah, and we got metalworking, woodworking, pottery, soap making, lace making, print making, weaving, quilting. Did you know how to do all these things, Rachel? Are you an expert in all these things?
I'm not an expert. There's a lot of things I have. I'm one of those people that likes to try a ton of things.
Yeah.
And if I don't know how to do it, like, I am a librarian, so I'll read a book until I figured it out.
Right.
So I've tried printmaking and quilting, and I've tried a lot of things. I will tell you that I know actually Family Farms, they're going to be there with honey and maple syrup fresh produce. I do know they're in Lions Club with me. That stuff they bring, that is delicious honey and maple syrup. Mm. You cannot buy that at the store.
Oh, no. I got some of my maple syrup at the Camp Cullum pancake breakfast a few weeks ago, and my goodness, that stuff is that's the real stuff. And all of that's coming from, you know, maple trees right here in Clinton County, and it's really
good. You can't beat it, and it's so pure and delicious.
Yeah.
I think it's worth coming just for that, to be honest.
I hear it's better for you, too.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% better. My husband likes to put the honey in his coffee instead of sugar.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's
that's
so
good
delicious.
Call. Yeah, I'd like to do the maple syrup. So we've been talking about this, doing a maple syrup flavoring ice cream at Glover's. That's what we're kind of thinking about.
Oh, that would be so delicious.
I think it could be good. I think it could be good.
I would taste that.
We're working on, we got a couple of flavors that we're going to be bringing out this summer, and that unfortunately, that's probably going to be more of a later in the year, but we've got some that actually Camp Cullum is going to be helping us out with. We're going to be introducing one of our flavors at their next event, so it'll be a lot of fun. But see, these are the kind of things that, you know, again, we get to, this is really America, this is Americana. We're celebrating all of these things, and the America 250 experience, you guys are kind of kicking everything off. Summer officially starts, I think May 20th or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we're really getting things going. Of course, Memorial Day is that unofficial kickoff. But I think June 20th actually summer starts, and then but we really get things going around here because every little chance we get to have warmer weather. We say it's summer.
Oh yeah, we got to enjoy
every minute we can.
We're Midwesterners, and we've survived the cold. We have to call it summer as soon as we're able.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So this is all going on. The landscapes of America. I want to make sure everybody understands. That's not just a one night deal. That's you're going on pretty much the entire month of May.
Yes, so we'll be, the Landscapes of America exhibit will be May 8th to the 30th, and it'll be on the library's second floor, and it features small town charm. It's kind of like you said, where it's you know, hometown type art that really is Americana, you know. It's rural life and vibrant cities. It's artists. Statements that offer a deeper look into the stories behind each piece.
Yeah.
And then on May 18th, I'm so excited for this, because on May 18th, and then for the rest of the month after that, the Indiana State Parks platters will be exhibited here in Clinton County in the art gallery in the library.
Oh, wow. So tell us about that.
So the platters will be on loan, and they'll be here to view. So that's very exciting.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. That is very cool. So, and that's going to be through the display time, May 8th through the 30th.
The platters come in, they come in on May 18th.
Okay, May 18th. All right. And they will be there till what time?
They will be in until the end, May 30th.
Okay. May 30th. All right. So excellent. That is, these are some just neat things that not every community get to experience, but because we have an award-winning library, we get to experience them. And then other folks in the region can come over and be a part of that as well, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And this is just the Experience of America 250. We haven't even touched, concerts and other things that are going to be happening like you do regularly every year.
Right, yes, for sure. And I guess I should explain that the platters are porcelain artists has painted landscapes of every state park from the state of Indiana. Wow. On the 25 platters.
Yeah, one of our greatest amenities in it, that I believe for the state of Indiana, is our state parks. We have robust state parks. I mean, our state parks are fantastic, and I think sometimes they're just taken for granted. You have other folks that come from other communities, other states, I should say. They get to experience our state parks. They all come away with the wow factor. It's like, this is not, I mean, it's not mountains, it's not beaches, but boy, they've just done such a nice job of celebrating what we do have. And I think that's
important. We are really blessed, truly. And to be able to go to each park that you go to, it's a completely different landscape, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we go to, we love Clifty Falls. I mean, that's a great place. Turkey Run is awesome. Mm-hmm. With the trails. Go down to Spring Mill.
I love Spring Mill.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful place down in Mitchell, Indiana. Paoli. I mean, you've got all of these different places that, even Prophetstown over in Lafayette, West Lafayette, that whole area, is just beautiful. And we just sometimes don't think we stop and smell the coffee,
I definitely agree with you there. And I think that we also are pretty blessed to have Camp Colum here in Clinton County.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I have to like say that is for sure. That right there at home, that's really a blessing as well.
Well, Camp Colum is owned by the youth of our community, and it's Mr. Colum had the vision to preserve that area so that there would be young people that understood nature, recognized the importance of gazing in the stars and being able to look at the surroundings that they have versus just kind of being probably had some kind of maybe prophetic thinking that we might have kids buried in phones and computers and tablets, so they're going to be a need. There's going to be a place needed to go out there and just experience the wide open and experience nature. And And I tell you, again, going back to the maple syrup, that's some pretty good stuff. So
it really is. It really is.
Yeah. All right, Rachel. So how do folks get a hold of you? There's more things happening at the library. What's the best way? The website, the phone number, all that good stuff.
Yes, for sure. It's myfcpl@.org. And then they can call us at 765-654-8746.
Okay. And again, the Experiencing America, the America 250, you don't need a ticket, but you might need to register for some of the events or some of the activities that you have scheduled. But it's free to the public, and people can show up on Friday starting at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So, well, Rachel, you're doing the Lord's work. Appreciate all that you do, and appreciate our library, because that's another gem right there for sure.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. You have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You too.
All right, bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, by the way, happy happy Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Yeah, so go get you a taco. It's Taco Tuesday. Hey, it worked out to be
perfect.
A Tuesday. Yeah, Taco Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. All right, have a good one. Thank you very much.
Oh, you too.
Appreciate it.
Thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye. Hey, talking to Rachel Milburn of the Frankfort Library. She's the Youth Service Manager and does a great job, and we greatly appreciate all the library does. And it is Cinco de Mayo Day. We don't want to mess that up because, man, that's some good eating. And we are so, my goodness, we got some of the best Spanish, Mexican, Latino, El Salvadorian, Guatemalan, you name it, some of the best food in that, genre. I love, that's probably my favorite. Between that, I like Chinese food. I like Italian food. I like all food. What am I saying? What can I say? Give me a good cheeseburger, too. I like it all. But it is Cinco de Mayo. We may have to do some tacos today because of its Cinco de Mayo day, and enjoy it and celebrate it. But also, you got to make sure that you celebrate voting. Don't forget to do that. Again, Clinton County Annex in Frankfort, second floor conference room. The Community Schools of Frankfort Education Administration Center in Frankfort, they're on Wabash. Edward Jones, do not go to Edward Jones. That is closed. Colfax Christian Church, Kirkland Town Hall, Michigan Town Christian Church in Michigan Town, Mulberry Park Pavilion in Mulberry, and Rossville Town Park Pavilion in Rossville. Those are the places to vote. We're going to take a quick break, and hopefully we'll have one of our other guests on this morning, and we'll talk to them regarding everything happening over at Avery. It is Party Line on this Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo, Election Day. A lot going on. Get out there and enjoy it. It's Party Line. We'll be right back.